Welcome to Sunglasses After Classes on WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio. This is Sunglasses After Classes. We're here to play some music for a little bit while we get ourselves adjusted. We had a little bit of a struggle getting in.
Yes, yes. If anybody is listening who knows how to fix it, the door does not work. But it's okay. We're in anyway. And we're going to... I think we have a good show planned. We're going to talk about some March Madness. Brandon's going to talk about how busted his bracket is. And we're probably going to complain about the snow a little bit. And maybe a little fluids, too. I got a big fluids test tomorrow for a lot of you. And we're just going to see where it goes, see if any callers are listening. And we'll be back soon.
So deprived, I go up, I come down, and I'm emptier inside. Tell me, what is this thing that I feel like I'm missing, and why can't I let it go? There's gonna be more to life than chasing down every temporary high to satisfy me. The time, and I'm wasting it slowly here in this moment. I'm halfway out the door, on to the next thing. I'm searching for something that's missing. There's gonna be more to life than chasing that.
Sleeping in cars, we were searching for ours. We were burning cigars. white plastic tips till we saw the sun. But we said crazy things like,
welcome back to Sunglasses After Classes. DJ Rybands, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. It's me, DJ Rybands, checking in. And I think we're going to talk a little bit about some basketball. As a lot of our listeners know, now he's currently NCAA March Madness, and Brandon and I, or the Aviator and I, are both included in some very important brackets, some for money, some not for money. But if anybody from the NCAA is listening, I did not bet. I am just in a pool where I can win some money. Yeah, where was I going with that? Yeah, Brandon, you seem to be in first, correct?
I am in the one that we're doing. I'm just trying to. I can't get any background music going.
Oh my god, we need some.
Yeah,
first game today.
It's not working.
First game today is at 7 o'clock, and that is Loyola Chicago and Nevada, so the 11th seed and the 7th seed. I'll probably watch that one. That seems like a good one. I'll have that in the background of studying for fluids. And so luckily they have all the games bunched up more or less. So a game starts at 7, game starts at 7:30, and then they go 9:30 and 10. I guess they're probably on the same floor, that's why. How much have you gotten to watch, Brandon? Did you watch a lot over spring break with nothing else to do? That's cool.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm taking a minute. I was able to watch quite a bit. I watched quite a few games. I'd say probably about half. Because I had nothing else to do over spring break.
Yes. Yeah, I was in a similar boat. Just kind of stuck at home, stuck in the cold. And not stuck at home. I had a good time.
Oh, me too. It was nice to relax for a little bit. So that bracket that you're talking about, how are you doing in that bracket?
Me personally?
First place.
Which one do you want to talk about first? You want to talk about the upset one, or you want to talk about
the upset one?
The upset one. So for people that aren't good at picking actual wins, there's what's called an upset bracket. And you get bonus points for a upset, the way it sounds. So, you know, if you picked the 16 seed, you get the 1 seed, you get a bonus 15 points. And Brandon is currently leading in this bracket for the Victoire Commons. You have 71 points, it says. And you only have a 2-point lead, actually.
Yeah, it really is coming down. At this point, I'm guaranteed between first or third. I know Ryan is currently in third, so really it depends how Villanova does. Because Ryan has Villanova winning. Or DJ Ryan. So I have Villanova losing to West Virginia. Solely because I have a friend that goes there. Yeah. Yeah.
I have a friend that actually goes to West Virginia. And so good.
He got in and once he got in, he bought a tracksuit, full tracksuit, and he wore it to gym class every day we had gym. And then finally, towards the end of the year, he decided to actually go tour West Virginia, realized he hated it, and then withdrew immediately and went to Temple Community College. But he's at Clemson, who's still in the tournament, actually. I should text him about that. You should turn your microphone on. Last time we had you on here.
It is on.
It is on?
Okay. Hey, can you talk again? We have a visitor.
Yeah, is my microphone on?
Oh my god, technical difficulties again. Every time the loan sheet's back, the show seems to go wrong.
Kind of like that last time when he wasn't even on the air for.
Here, wait, talk into that mic.
Test.
Yep.
It's on.
That's the white mic.
Yeah, hi guys. I'd rather not disclose my full name. You know, privacy and everything. But it's good to be here, definitely.
That's fair. Yeah. That's fair. Mm-hmm. Lone Cheeks, are you watching some basketball tonight?
Yes, I would love to watch some basketball tonight. Who's mm-hmm. playing? We have what's the game?
Yes, we have. Oh my god, did I look at the wrong thing? No. We have Loyola Chicago and Nevada playing at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
And then Texas A&M and Michigan playing at 7:30.
Michigan State?
No, just Michigan. Michigan State lost.
Did they?
Yes.
To who?
To Syracuse.
Oh, okay.
Is Syracuse still in it?
Yeah.
Yes. Syracuse plays Duke tomorrow. Then the second half of the games. Oh, my God. There's none of the high seeds play tonight. Mm-hmm. Kansas State plays Kentucky, and Florida State plays Gonzaga tonight. Gonzaga is my mom's champion.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't know what she was thinking, but they are still in, surprisingly. So my dad had Virginia, lost them in the first round. My mom picked Gonzaga, real long shot, and made it to the Sweet 16. So maybe she'll be the one laughing in the end. Who knows? Yeah, and then tomorrow, the 2 seeds and the 1 seeds play. Tonight could be real crapshoot.
Okay.
That's how these games go.
Today's Thursday. Tomorrow. Oh, we have a big night tomorrow.
Yes, we do tomorrow.
Yes.
Yes. For those of you that don't know, we would like to give a shout-out to a Mr. Adam Robinson, who is now very happily engaged to Angela, I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Soon to be Robinson.
Soon to be Robinson. And, over spring break, I sat on the couch. Adam really stepped up his game and proposed. So,
speaking of which, did you tell a certain thermodynamics professor this morning?
Yes, Smith was very blown away, but he recovered much quicker than I did. And
when did he propose? Because he was married in grad school.
Yes, so he said that he they were dating for 7 years, and then they lived apart for like 5 years while they were both in grad school, and they were pursuing PhDs, and then he said today, I didn't get the full story, but apparently he asked her to marry him, and she said no. First time, she's like, no. And obviously they're happily married now at this point, but I don't really know. I need to get that full story.
Wow.
I think...
I don't know how I would handle that.
I know. Maybe she was like, that, jokingly, like, no.
Do,
she
do,
was like...
Do you break up at that point, or...
And then just have some face? I don't know.
She probably said no for logistical reasons, such as they lived apart for 5 years.
Yes, I think that was part of it.
And lived together.
Yes, and I don't want to speculate
on the air. I would like to. Maybe we can have Professor Smith as a guest star.
Oh, that would be great.
We could get Professor Smith on the air. That'd be the best radio show
Should
ever.
Should we ask if we can call him by his first name at that point?
I think so. Well, I mean, all, you know, have code names on the show.
Maybe like Dr. Smith or Dr.
Just,
Josh.
George's doctor.
Just Doc.
Like Doc.
Doc. Yeah. Doc. And I wanted to name our dog Doc. I got shot down. Yeah. So if Adam is listening and wants to call in and discuss the scenario of his engagement.
Maybe we could have them take like an engagement writing quiz.
Maybe we could. I don't know if they have one. Oh, well, I'm sure they do. We can find it.
Yeah, just do like a random partner matching.
We could do that. We could have them both call in separately.
Oh, let's see what answers they
We should have them play one of those newlywed games. Maybe we can do that tomorrow at the engagement party.
Okay.
Like turn their backs to each other, have whiteboards, and like ask them questions, like what was your first day about?
Okay,
see,
I love that
see
idea.
How well they can do.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be a good one.
Is she coming this weekend?
She is confirmed now.
Really?
Yeah, she'll be here tomorrow.
Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm. She's very excited.
It's gonna be fun.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
I'm like so pumped now.
We just found out.
That's like
it's gonna be a good time.
This is gonna be best weekend ever.
It is gonna be good.
And then we have some festival.
A certain fest.
And
oh, did you know, Brandon, that it is Kyle Rafferty's birthday on Sunday?
I did know that because I was talking with Kyle Rafferty.
Oh, the Raff?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He apparently did not know about these certain fests. How could you do that, Ryan? How could you mention that sacred name on the air?
Oh, sorry.
I had to dump that.
Okay.
I just, for those of you listening, Ryan said a sacred term that must never be mentioned on the air.
Okay. I didn't know we could allude to it, but not say it.
We literally only referenced a certain fest.
Okay, so
festival.
Festival.
Fest is short.
Yeah.
Okay, I apologize.
I apologize to our viewers.
A little clue, though. This person who the festival is named for is going to the Concrete Convention for Beam Team. Congratulations.
Yeah, code name Conk Con.
Conk Con. We will have a represent at Conk Con.
He will be there. I can't say that. He will be there walking around with a huge smile on his face, admiring all the other concrete, probably discussing Conk with his fellow Conkies. And, I don't know if this certain person is listening right now, but if he wants to call and discuss concrete, we would also be happy to discuss that.
That would be an enlightening conversation.
Yes. Oh my god, there's a saxophone and piano recital. I just check calendar events. Free tickets are available.
You can also, there is, in April, they're doing Twelfth Night.
What's that?
It's a Shakespeare play.
Oh, okay.
So free for students.
Mm. You sure?
Yeah.
Oh.
It says on the, it says Lafayette students, free.
Mm. Unfortunately, I'm quite uncultured, so.
Sunday, April 8th at 7 p.m.
Yeah, well, we just talked about a ton of things in that little segment there. We kind of ruined all of our other talking segments. Oh, we do have a caller, though.
Caller!
Oh, my goodness.
Hold on, caller. Caller, we are picking up now. We will patch you through. Oh, we do need to get headphones set up. Oh, my God. This is always the worst part.
Hello, caller.
Hey,
are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I just have a quick question.
Yes. First of all, caller, could we have your name?
Corn Buff Biscuit.
Corn Buff Biscuit.
Yeah. Real quick question. This is gonna take like 2 seconds. It's for the two other radio hosts.
Well, the two other radio show hosts are currently getting their headphones set up, so. I guess you're stuck with me for just a little bit.
Okay. I just have a really quick question.
What is this question about?
For the systems homework that's due on Monday, there are two problems that say textbook problem 3.6, and I was just wondering if we have to do both of those twice, or if we should just do one.
Did you actually just call the radio show for homework?
Yeah, I really need to know. Also, your music is so overpowering your voice right now.
What is?
Your music is overpowering your voice.
Is that better?
Yeah.
No, this always happens, darn it.
Have you checked a certain group message that you may or may not be a part of, Corn Buffett?
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have a phone.
Well, if you are part of any group messages, maybe you should check them for any dank memes.
Okay, but can I answer the question quick? I'm studying.
Oh, okay.
What's the question again?
For the homework on systems due Monday, there are two problems that say textbook problem 3.6. Is this a mistake?
Well, caller, I can offer you only one piece of advice. I would suggest that you do it twice to cover all your bases.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Yep. All right. Thanks for calling in. Oh, actually, caller.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just want to keep you on the show and talk to you for a little bit.
Would you like to take a quiz?
Yeah, sure. What do you got?
Oh, okay. We got fine.
Yeah, that was very definitive.
What do you say we test out the matchmaking quiz with caller and myself?
Oh, okay. Yes, I like that.
What do you say to that, caller?
The identity of either of our caller or our special guest, but I think they would possibly be good roommates. I don't know. That's just speculation. So maybe we can find Do you know your roommate quiz?
Oh, that's a good one.
Or a do you know your soulmate quiz?
We have a compatibility quiz.
Perfect.
Okay.
Now, what's the source of this quiz?
Allthetests.com.
Take off my headphones while the caller answers?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay,
Then we can rent it twice, and I think it's going to give an individual score for each of you based off your answer.
Okay, so I'll take off my headphones and head to the other room and work on homework.
Okay.
And just call me back in.
All right.
Or you can take it separately outside.
Okay.
We'll come back in and discuss the answers.
I can do that as well.
Where's the website?
Allthetests.com. I don't know how good this one is.
Allofthetests.com.
Or I'm trying to... I found one on the BBC. Oh, it's got sounds.
All right, just email me Facebook me the Quizly. All right, caller, can you please stop playing with the sound? Aviator, can you please stop playing with sound effects so we can get this quiz going?
Okay, I'm going to go back to the first one.
Okay.
If you Google, I Googled matchmaking quiz.
Copy the
link. You can't... It'll take much less time for you to just Google it.
Caller, how excited are you for the engagement party this weekend?
I was not invited, but I'm excited to attend now.
Caller, I've heard that it's actually at your house.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right.
And I don't know if you were listening to our show previously, but the future Mrs. Robinson will be attending.
No kidding.
Yes, yes, we got confirmation. She will be here.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
I know.
All right. I'm also ready with the quiz.
Okay, so, Bologna Cheeks, could you please step outside?
Yep, exiting the room.
All right, so, caller, does he/she know you exist? Yes.
I hope so, yeah.
Maybe or no?
I'm going to say yes.
Yes, okay. How do you talk to each other? We don't. Text/call. Or in real life?
I'm going to say we don't.
You don't? That's sad. Is he/she helpful and kind? Kind. Occasionally? No. Or all the time?
No.
No? Okay. Have you and he/she kissed, held hands, or touched?
Well, we kissed and held hands. And touched. But I'm going to go with kiss, because we do that all the time.
Okay. Are you friends? Kind of? Yes, or yes, or no?
Wait, what? There are two yeses?
Yes.
I'm going to go with the second yes.
Second yes. All right. How do you know them? Online, family friend, school slash work?
Well, see, we met because he was hosting like a chat roulette session, and we met over that. But then when I saw him in real life, I found out that he knew my parents, so he was a family friend. And he ended up getting a job at the same Walmart in my town. So I have to say all the above. But
you met him originally on chat roulette.
Yeah, you're right.
So that would be online.
Caller, this is a multiple choice question, not an essay question.
But the problem is all of these are so applicable to my life. All
right, the next question. Do you dream about them? No. Often or once or twice?
Often. It's almost like he's right. He's just like a wall between us at night.
Do you know if they like you back? No, yes, or maybe?
Maybe.
Maybe. Okay. Why are you taking this test? I don't know. I'm unsure, or I'm bored.
I'm unsure.
Do you like this person? Yes, definitely. No, ew, or maybe possibly.
I'm going to make this a will they, won't they thing, so I'm going to say yes, maybe.
All right. So your test results. Okay. You are about 95% compatible. He/she really loves spending time with you and wishes they could spend more time around you. They think about you every day and really care about you. Congrats.
So now, are we to compare that with what Bologna cheated out?
Yes. Now, caller, I'm writing out currently a couple of other questions that we can use for this. And I would like to ask you them personally, and then we will bring back in Bologna Cheeks to discuss his, to see if he can get them correct about you.
Gotcha, okay.
So these are personal questions. So, caller, what is your favorite song artist?
Definitely Boy Pablo.
Okay. Boy Pablo. Okay. And what was your first car?
A 2005 Mazda 6.
Mazda 6. Is that still your current car?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And do you have any pets?
Yeah, I have two dogs, a puggle named Rufus and a yellow lab named Kingston.
Puggle named Rufus and a yellow lab named Kingston?
Yeah.
After the great Sean Kingston.
Yes.
Okay. And what about the donkeys?
Oh, okay. I guess they count. Yes. I have two donkeys. One is named Chester and the other is named Clementine.
Are they both male?
No. Clementine's female.
Ooh.
And then,
are they romantically involved?
No, Chester is the son.
Oh,
yes.
And I also have a horse named Classy.
Horse named Classy?
She is female. No, Classy.
Classy.
Yeah.
Sassy?
And additionally, I have a chicken named Harry and a cat named... Oh, he's been gone so long. He never comes by anymore.
Okay, we'll forget about that.
Don't worry about the cat.
What are your parents' names?
Mark and Lori.
Mark and Lori.
That's L-O-R-I.
Oh, okay. Spelled Lori wrong. It's okay. And this last one's a little bit personal, but when was the first time you kissed your partner?
Oh, that's got to be... Him and I went on this very romantic trip to Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh.
And on the way to the Grand Canyon, we went up this beautiful mountain. And when we finally got to the Grand Canyon, it was like 7 o'clock at night. The sun was setting. We didn't really have much time there, but we kind of went like Titanic style. We hung over the railing, out looking out in this massive expanse, you know. I mean, the Grand Canyon is massive. You can fit like 3 boats in it. It's insane.
That's true.
So, you know, that just got me so aroused that I just had to plant one on him.
Okay. And then did he give you a sky uppercut or did he just take it?
No, he took it like a champ.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. Those are all the questions we wanted to discuss. So we will now bring back in Baloney Cheeks to go over the responses. The
now that DJ Rybantz has completely obliterated the eardrums of everyone listening by shouting.
Please take a seat, Baloney Cheeks.
First of all, could you read your compatibility score?
I did not submit the test, but I can do that now.
So my compatibility score is about 95%. He or she really loves spending time with you and wishes they could spend more time around you. They think about you every day and really care about you. Congrats.
That's exactly the same score.
Hmm.
That our,
caller, we should get together sometime.
Yeah, dude. House is always open.
I'm not a dude.
Okay, so, Baloney Cheeks. We also took the time to ask your partner or your roommate some questions about himself, some personal questions, that we would like to see how well you know him. So there are 5 questions here.
Okay.
And we have his answers pre-written so that we will know that he can't just make things up on the spot. So, and he is listening. Please be aware. If you say anything offensive about him, he will know. All right. Question number 1.
Uh-huh.
What is your roommate's favorite song artist, musical artist?
Favorite musical artist.
Mm-hmm.
I know multiple artists that he listens to, but I have no idea which one is his favorite.
Okay.
I'm going to throw out Phoenix.
Phoenix, incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
Could you try another one?
Yeah,
that was a close one.
I know he listens to Two-Door Cinema Club occasionally.
Okay.
But often gets tired of their... how they have very similar beats throughout their songs.
Oh, you know me so well.
Mm-hmm. I know he listens to Hey Rosetta, but not too often. And I really don't know any others.
What about any Spanish sort of
yes.
names?
Now, since you are a regular listener of this, this caller seems to request the same song every radio show by a certain artist.
Mm. A certain male artist.
It's okay. We
it's
will...
kind of a secret weapon. I don't
know. That's okay. We will move on. Caller, what is your favorite artist?
I'm going to go with Boy Pablo.
Boy Pablo.
I never have guessed that.
Okay. Number 2. What was your roommate's first car?
My roommate's first car?
Yes.
Was the car he's currently driving? A Mazda 6?
Which is.
Yes. Correct. Yes. Correct.
Can you get the year, though?
Oh.
Oh, boy. 04.
Close. 2005.
Yeah.
If I were to describe his car, I would just call it the little silver car. I do not know what brand it is.
Okay.
Okay. Question number 4. Does your roommate have any pets?
Yes.
Yes. Can you name some of them?
They have a donkey.
Yes.
And they recently purchased another donkey. And one horse, because I think one died.
Anything else?
2 pugs.
2 pugs? What?
Do you know any of their names?
Yes, do you know any names?
I can't say I know their names.
Okay, that's okay. Yes, caller described to us that he has one pug, a puggle, named Rufus.
Mm.
A yellow lab named Kingston, after the great Sean Kingston. 2 donkeys, one of them Chester and one of them Clementine. However, they are mother and son.
Clementine sounds familiar. I've heard that name.
He also has a horse named Flaffy, and
after the Pokemon.
Yes, after the Pokemon, and he has a chicken named, I think I wrote Harry.
Mm.
It was a real scribbler.
Did not know about the chicken.
And then he also has a cat that he couldn't remember the name of.
I'd never heard of the cat.
Tom.
Tom is the cat's name after Tom and Jerry.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, question number 4.
Mm-hmm.
What are your roommate's parents' names?
Lori.
Lori.
Wait, I know his dad's name.
Doo-doo.
I always just call him Dr. Folk in my head.
Is he a doctor?
He is a doctor.
Of what?
Osteopathy.
For those
Which
of us...
Which just means he's a family doctor.
Oh. So he's a GP.
Huh?
So he's a GP.
No.
I can't think of his father's name right now.
No, a general practitioner.
Yeah.
His dad's name is Mark.
I wouldn't have gotten that.
Yes. And then question number 5, it's a little bit personal.
Mm-hmm.
But when was the first time you and your roommate kissed?
I really hope he gets this right.
I can't believe I'm saying this. Sophomore year, when we were not in the right state of mind, I really wanted to kiss. So after you went and brushed your teeth, I would go into the bathroom and kiss your toothbrush. I felt like we kissed. And...
Ryan! Ah! I hope you're joking.
I guess we'll never know. So, you might have not known about it, but that was my first kiss with you.
That was not mine.
Yep, so I guess we'll just not retell the story of caller's description.
Well, it was just one romantic week at Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was Flagstaff.
Phoenix.
No, well, it was really Sedona.
That's in California.
Yeah.
No, it is in Arizona.
You're in Arizona.
Oh, good one. Next aisle over the railing at, I believe, the aviator just accidentally dumped some of our show, but yes, it was Titanic style at over a rock at Sedona, apparently.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't recall.
He described a very romantic situation.
I don't recall.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much, caller, for your time. I wish you the best of luck doing your systems homework.
Thank you.
And hopefully you'll tune
in. I have one more question.
Yes.
When are you guys going to start studying for fluids?
Well, we were studying a little bit before this. I have practice at 4. I'm leaving at 3:30. So I'll come back to the house and study a little bit more before that.
Okay.
I'll see you at 2.
I can't at 2.
Okay.
All right, goodbye, All right, caller.
Maybe tonight.
All right, see ya.
All right, bye, caller. All right, so we forgot to ask caller for a song recommendation. But Blowing Cheeks, do you have a song that you would like to hear?
Oh, boy. Oh, this is a toughie.
Mm.
So many songs to choose
yeah,
from.
Yeah, I know. A lot of opportunity.
Hmm. I think we should put on Kids by One Republic.
Well, we did already listen to that song.
We already listened
to
that one.
It was stuck in my head, so I requested it.
Oh, that's it. All right, put on Trojans by Atlas Genius.
Okay. All right.
Take it off, take it in, take off all the thoughts of what we've been. Take a look, hesitate, take a picture you could never recreate. Write a song.
Welcome back to Sunglasses After Classes on WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio.
Yes.
We're about to do a very intense thing right now. I know not very many people play Pokemon Go anymore, but myself and DJ Rybans have had our eyes on this gym for the longest time.
Yes, I am still loading in.
We're going to be taking a Pokemon Go, Jim.
I will be commentating their battle.
Yes.
Bringing you all the up-to-date happenings, attacks, and failures.
Yeah, he will be color commentating. Also, Lone Cheeks, don't forget, this is PG.
Okay.
I know you get really excited during a Pokemon battle.
Oh, I get so excited.
Yeah. Alright, here we go.
So, can you guys take this gym together?
I believe so.
Really?
Yeah.
So then you will co-own the gym?
Yes, we're on the same team, we can do that.
Some Pokemon I do not have.
Come on.
See, I simply disagree with how far they took Pokemon Go away from the standard Pokemon games.
I don't like how you can't, like, train your Pokemon.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, this might be a bit of a challenge. All right, how do we battle together?
You just battle, and then...
Oh, and then it just kind of happens.
All right. It's saying I'm not... Wait, I can't get back into the...
I gotta get my Snorlax... in here.
Yeah, can we see a list of Pokemon here?
Yes, I
get a tail of the tape.
Yes, so I am sending in 2 Snorlaxes, 2 Vaporeons, a Lapras, and a Kingler.
Who are we up against?
A Hariyama, Espeon, Dragonite, Pillowswine, Rhydon, and Flareon. So,
okay.
Let's see.
So if your Snorlax has a thick, fat ability... A Flareon will actually not be able to do very much damage.
That's true. I believe I should not send out my Snorlax first because of Hariyama's first.
Yes. Unfortunately, the double Snorlax Hariyama should make quick work of. Defense is quite low, or special defense is quite high, and Hariyama, as we all know, is a physical attacker.
All right, I am starting.
I got kicked out.
Oh, well, then I'm just now
unfortunately also for DJ Rybans, Dragonite is often teched with a Thunderbolt, which will not do well with his double Vaporeon combo.
I think I will also
just so you know double Vaporeon this combo, I'm gonna Dragon Pulse him. There's not that the ability system is not that complicated in this game, Matt.
Alright, so we have Lapras up against Hariyama right now. Oh, Hariyama scores a critical strike on Lapras.
Oh,
health staying
no.
pretty low.
That was bad.
Lapras faints. Hariyama's only at half health. Vaporeon has been subbed in and he's going at him. Hariyama can't move. He screams at Vaporeon.
He's big.
Vaporeon about 2/3 health. Hariyama about 1/4. Hariyama's really taking some damage. And Hariyama goes down to the Vaporeon.
Alright, here we go. I'm going.
And DJ Aviator is coming into the gym as well. Looks like we got a double battle coming in. No, the Aviator has started over against the Hariyama with his own Vaporeon. Seems Vaporeon is a pretty common Pokemon. Now over here we have an Espeon up against a Vaporeon. I'm not really not quite sure how this matchup works.
Oh, I have fainted.
Oh, the round's first Vaporeon has fainted. And out comes the second Vaporeon. This is probably the best matchup he'll get with the Vaporeon, since Espeon is high speed, high special attack, and Vaporeon's kind of a tank. Dragonite is coming out next. Be careful with those tech electrical attacks, Ryan.
I'm now facing...
For those of you who don't know, Dragonite is basically a ball of stats, as one of our friends used to call him. The Aviator has a Scyther up against an Espeon. That Scyther goes down to the Espeon. That teched flamethrower, 4x damage on the Scyther. Oh, he's spamming Water Gun and the Espeon faints. Over here, Ryan's Vaporeon is doing work against the Dragonite. Oh, the Dragonite just edges out the Vaporeon. Oh,
Snorlax comes right in.
Snorlax comes right in. Be careful of that Outrage, Ryan. It's a physical attack against Snorlax's low physical defense. And the Dragonite goes down. Ryan, how many Pokemon do you have left?
I have, I think, 3 left. Really, 2.5.
Okay.
But so I have to get through quite a few more.
Up now, we have Snorlax versus Piloswine. This is probably a decent match for the Snorlax. That thick fat ability will neutralize any Ice Beam attacks that the Piloswine can throw out.
Oof. Hit me with that Bulldoze. All right, here comes the Hyper Beam.
Oh, Snorlax is throwing out the Hyper Beam against the Piloswine.
Oh my gosh, I can see your Snorlax.
And
Piloswine goes down. Snorlax takes minimal damage. Mm-hmm. And we have Rhydon. This is also a bad matchup for the Snorlax, unless maybe he has a Tech Surf in there.
I have Zatu. Ryan and I are actually playing at the same time.
Oh, and we have a Zatu against the Rhydon. Careful with that matchup, Brandon. Any rock attacks will smack your Zatu right out of the air. It's super effective. Although Rhydon does have a relatively low special offense, I'm not sure if Zatu's a special or a physical attacker. As predicted on DJ Ryban's screen, the Rhydon takes down the Snorlax. Snorlax's normal types cannot handle the rock type of the Rhydon. Snorlax is simply jumping up and down, hitting Rhydon with his fat belly, and the Rhydon goes down.
Okay,
we have the Flareon up next. This is a good battle for the... a good matchup for the Snorlax. I don't know if Flareon will be able to get through this massive special defense tank that is Snorlax.
Hyper Beam right away.
Oh, the insta Hyper Beam takes him down to 2/3 health, and he continues to jump and smack the Flareon with the underside of his stomach. Flareon goes down as predicted. Snorlax maybe takes a quarter of his health damage. Let's see what's going on over on Aviator's screen.
Is that a victory?
Did Aviator win?
Yes, we both won.
They both won.
Well, it was a joint effort.
Yes, it was.
Oh. I, however, need to do some revive.
Me as well. Me too.
I did not know that. It seems we are victorious here. DJ Rybans and the Aviator have taken the gym over by Hogue Hall. Come by and challenge them if you want to see a good time or an easy win.
All right, well, we should go back to some music.
Yeah, sure.
Any song requests?
Just give me, oh my god, how about,
I would like to hear, Tongue Tied by Group Love.
Alright, coming your way.
My only friend is the city I live in, the city of angel. Lonely as I am, together we cry. I drive on the streets 'cause she's my companion. I walk through the hills 'cause she knows who I am. She sees my good deeds and she kisses the wind. And I never worry, now that is a lie.
After classes on 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. Again, this is Sunglass After Classes. We will be back next Thursday from 1 to 2 in the afternoon. And hope you have a good week. Hope you enjoy the snow a little bit. Maybe it melts soon. Maybe I can start finally playing golf soon. And yeah, so see you next week. Thanks for listening and have a good week. Make